Suspended Officer Randy Redima and fired Officer Jason Rosenblatt are both charged with reckless manslaughter and second-degree assault in the case. The prosecution squarely places blame on the responding officers for using excessive force on the 140-pound young man who'd been doing nothing criminal while walking home from a convenience store.
Within 18 minutes and 2 seconds, Elijah McClain was loaded onto a gurney, unconscious, near death, put onto an ambulance where his heart stopped.
The defense wants a jury to believe those officers didn't do anything wrong either.
From the contact to the force to put him in the recovery position was all pursuant to their training and all pursuant to the policy.
The prosecution claims Rosenblatt and Redima actually violated their department's policy and further did so by ignoring Elijah's 7 claims that he couldn't breathe. The defense is claiming McClain reached for one of the officer's guns. This first trial expected to go about 3 weeks. I'm Jim Williams.